President Obama has promised to lay out a new strategy for Afghanistan. Nearly 40,000 U.S. troops are already fighting there. 17,000 more are on the way. Critics have complained it's not clear what they're fighting for or what it means to win in Afghanistan. This week, we're looking at some of the key questions shaping the war. Today, NPR's Mary Louise Kelly asks, what is the mission?
These days, you do not hear a lot of sweeping talk about democratic ideals and nation-building in Afghanistan. Instead, Obama staffers are working to lower expectations. Defense Secretary Robert Gates seemed to crystallize the effort when he urged Congress recently to be realistic about the end goal.
If we set ourselves the objective of creating some sort of Central Asian Valhalla over there, we will lose.
Secretary Gates told NPR host Robert Siegel this week, the point is to set achievable goals where you can measure whether the U.S. is actually making progress in Afghanistan.
So what I was trying to differentiate was goals that are 10 or 20 or 30 years in the future in terms of a completely democratic, corruption-free, fully economically developed ally.
That's the Valhalla you're talking
that's
about.
That's Valhalla, and I think that's a little ways in the distance.
Gates also made clear what America's bottom line in Afghanistan will be.
At a minimum, the mission is to prevent the Taliban from retaking power against a democratically elected government in Afghanistan, and thus turning Afghanistan potentially again into a haven for Al-Qaeda and other extremists.
Okay, now listen to Vice President Joe Biden using very similar language this week when he told a press conference at NATO headquarters what the U.S. is working for.
That is, an Afghanistan that is a minimum goal, is not a haven for terror, and is able to sustain itself on its own and provide its own security.
Notice both Biden and Gates stress the word minimum, as in minimum goal, minimum mission. This is not the lofty rhetoric of the Bush administration. One interpretation is President Obama has decided to lower ambitions for Afghanistan under the theory that if he lowers the bar enough, his administration might clear it. But retired Army Colonel Peter Mansour says he doesn't see a dumbing down of the mission so much as a statement of the obvious. Afghanistan is one of the poorest countries in the world, Mansour says, with high illiteracy, harsh terrain, few natural resources.
And if we're wildly successful in the next decade, we can succeed in propelling it headlong from the 13th into the 14th century. So we have to take a very clear-eyed view of what more U.S. forces can accomplish in Afghanistan and what our long-term strategy there should be.
That's a question at the heart of the strategic review underway for the region. Sources briefed on the review say it identifies several core objectives for the U.S. in Afghanistan. Some will sound familiar. The list includes a stable Afghan government, also the defeat of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Then there's the Pakistan question. President Obama has indicated this will be key. He told the New York Times, quote, at the heart of a new Afghanistan policy is going to be a smarter Pakistan policy. Lieutenant General David Barno is a retired former commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and he's helped advise the strategy reviews. Barno says the objective for Pakistan looks something like this.
Pakistan is stabilized as a long-term partner that is economically viable, friendly to the United States, no longer an active base for international terrorism, and in control of its nuclear weapons.
A big question mark in all this, of course, is what Afghans want for their country. General Dan McNeil was until last year the commander of NATO forces in Afghanistan and recently retired. He says for Afghans, the goals may be rather modest.
But to have a government that is relatively steady for that region and is a government of self-determination, I don't know if that is Valhalla, but I think it's something that's achievable.
Achievable, clear, realistic. These are words to listen for when President Obama presents his new strategy for the region. After all, as Vice President Biden said this week in Brussels, the ultimate U.S. goal for Afghanistan is not to stay there. It's to be able to leave. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
Tomorrow we'll examine what it's expected to take in troops and treasure to achieve the new, more modest goals.